Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We were telling you earlier about the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's decision to sack Peter Mandelson as the UK ambassador to Washington. Well, he's coming under increasing pressure now, Keir Starmer is, over what he knew and when. Before he made the Peter Mandelson appointment, the Liberal Democrats leader Ed Davey has demanded that Keir Starmer come forth to Parliament to further explain Peter Mandelson's appointment. Then you have the Tory party leader Kemi Badenoch saying on social media, Mandelson might have gone, but just as with Angela Rayner, Starmer dithered when he needed to be decisive. Time and again, he puts party above country, she says. He has no backbone and no convictions. But she goes on to say, and this might be the interesting bit, there are now serious questions over what Starmer knew and when. We deserve to know. So that is likely to rumble on. Now, though, you may notice them as you're scrolling through social media, influencer endorsements and ads. It's a multi-billion euro global business. And with audiences now savvier than ever when it comes to advertising, these posts are a highly coveted marketing tool. But what happens when the influencers don't follow the rules around advertising and consumer protection? And are there any repercussions? Well, Adam Maguire from the RTE Business Desk is here. Hello, Adam.
How are you?
This is a huge business, isn't it? And that's what it is, a business. How much money is there in the world of influencing?
Yeah, very hard to put an exact figure on it, but probably fair to say quite a lot. The influencer marketing estimated to be worth 20 billion euro globally in 2023. It's probably much more than that now. It is fair to say that influencer is kind of a broad church. So it can kind of be include people who are maybe best known for other things, like they might be sports stars or actors or models, who then also use that kind of publicity to make a bit of money on the side on their social media platforms. But as we know, there are plenty of people who have developed audiences and good and in some cases great incomes alongside that, primarily as online kind of personalities. And you know, they might have had a job or a hobby that forms the basis of what they're posting, you know, a personal trainer posting fitness videos or a gamer streaming playthroughs on a new game. And then that builds into something bigger and they start making money from it then.
Well, it might be obvious, but how are they making money?
Well, depending on the platform they're on, they might be able to benefit from revenue sharing programs where they get a kind of cut of the adverts that are shown around the things they're posting. They might also, and a lot of them will set up their own products and services that they sell to their followers, or they do deals with other brands and, you know, kind of partner up with them that way. But really a huge part of influencer income is from endorsements and advertisements, because, you know, many brands see influencers as a really useful way of getting their products and services in front of audiences. Because as you say, we're more savvy now about, you know, the way advertising works. It takes us a lot more to be influenced. You know, we're not as influenced by a TV or radio ad as we would have been maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And especially true then online, you know, we swipe past the ads as quickly as possible. We don't really care about them. We're probably worried that they might be a scam or something. But by partnering with an influencer, you get that message directly to their audience. And you probably have a better idea of that audience. You know what type of person follows them. And you know an influencer endorsement is really valuable. You know, probably holds a lot more weight than, you know, a traditional paid for ad that we see on the TV or here in the radio. So, you know, companies will put a lot of money into getting influencers to give them a mention. Apparently, if you have a following of 100 to 200 followers, 1,000 followers, say, on the likes of Instagram, that's really valuable. You could be charging thousands of euro for one post promoting a product. Now, of course, the vast majorities of influencers or wannabe influencers don't have that kind of following. They're not making that kind of money, but they're maybe making a couple of hundred for a post, or maybe they're getting sent a lot of freebies or products or trips away or stuff like that in order for them to get a mention, which obviously has a value in itself.
So the problem arises then when they're not upfront about that, like what they're getting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, as I mentioned, audiences are very savvy nowadays. It takes more for us to be influenced by advertising because we know it's paid for. We know that it's pushing a certain line. It might not be quite telling us the full story. And it's no different when we see our favourite, you know, poster on Instagram or YouTube or whatever advertising a product. You know, even if we like them and we trust their recommendation, the minute we know they're being paid to make that recommendation, we tend to kind of take it with a bit of a pinch of salt. And so sometimes some influencers neglect to mention the fact in their posts that in fact it is an ad, or they do certain things to kind of obscure the fact that it's an ad. For example, they might include the word ad on the screen, but they have it in the same colour as the background that the word is on, so mm-hmm. It's very hard to actually read it. And the problem is that this is against the rules, basically.
It has to be clear.
It has to be clear. Generally, it's against the rules of the platform. first and foremost. They require people to declare when something is branded content. They might restrict and even shut down an account if they find that to be in breach. We know, though, platforms aren't great at dealing with much more serious issues on their on that's being posted, so they don't tend to shut people down for that. Here in Ireland, though, influencers are obliged to comply with the Advertising Standards Authority Code of Conduct, and first and foremost, that requires them to clearly post an ad. As an ad. So they have to use an in-app tag, or they have to have the first hashtag has to be ad or gifted, and it has to be the first thing posted. You can't kind of bury it, you know, halfway through. And that counts for if you're paid directly to post something or if you're getting something for free, even if that something is given to you by the company that you didn't ask for and they didn't say you have to post about it. If you got it from them and you didn't pay for it and then you post about it, you're supposed to declare that as well. Influencers also have to then comply with kind of general advertising rules. So, you know, there are provisions around how you advertise to children, for example, how alcohol is advertised, generally being honest that you're not trying to dupe a customer about what the product does or what it's offering. And complaints can be made to the ASA. And if you're found to have breached it, you get named and shamed, basically. You get on the list as someone who has breached these adverts in one of their regular complaints bulletins. More seriously, though, you could also get referred to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. And the consequences here are far bigger, because it has the power to take cases against people who have broken consumer law, which bans unfair and misleading practices. And in theory, that could result in fines. It could even result in jail time as well. So it's much more serious if you end up in their sights.
Has that ever happened yet?
Not with any influencers, no. We have had a number of compliance notices issued by the CCPC. And this is basically a warning where they say, look, we think that you've breached consumer law, and this is how you need to correct it in order to make sure nothing else happens. We've seen it actually happen a lot in the past year or so, some pretty high profile Irish influencers. For example, last month, the CCPC said that it sent a compliance notice to celebrity cook Donal Skean, which related to a post he had made about a shop in Howth in North Dublin, which he had failed to properly label as being paid for. That notice actually went out in July. Back in March, we found out that retired rugby player and pundit now, Brian O'Driscoll, had gotten a compliance notice for failing to disclose the commercial nature of a post relating to a clothing brand. He got that at the end of last year. Fitness coach Caroline O'Mahony, who has more than 810,000 followers on Instagram, also got issued with a compliance notice at the end of last year, again for failing to disclose that a commercial deal relating to a clothing brand, a different clothing brand, to Brian O'Driscoll. And the CCPC says that these compliance notices came after it had contacted 26 different influencers, kind of remind them of their obligations under consumer law, and then it went further with some and issued them with an actual compliance notice.
Okay, and some have gotten a slap on the wrist from the Advertising Standards Authority. That's not as serious, though, as the CCPC notice.
Not quite, no, because there are certain potential sanctions there, but it's really more of a name and shame kind of thing when it comes to the ASA. Yeah, a couple of people, like Pippa O'Connor in December, was found to be in breach of the Advertising Code for failing to make clear posts about her own beauty range were ads. Some were labelled own brand, but they said, no, that's not clear enough that it's an ad, basically. Rosanna Davidson was named in that bulletin relating to posts she made about a leisurewear brand. Fitness influencer Siobhan O'Hagan, she has 160,000 followers on Instagram, was found in breach of what they said were misleading stories relating to her fitness company, which weren't clearly marked as ads. More recently, the ASA has held up multiple complaints against influencer Julie Haynes, who has around 222,000 followers on Instagram. Part of the complaint was the allegation that she had done that thing where ad was on there on the post, but it was obscured by the background. It was kind of white on white, basically. It was harder to read. Another complaint said that she had had a post about some cosmetics and they had used a filter to manipulate the results. That was denied by her agent, that said, no, it wasn't a filter. But again, it shows you things like that can also be seen as deceptive.
Okay, well, in the time we have left, we should also mention the other agency keeping an eye on all of this. So the CCPC, the Advertising Standards Authority, and Revenue.
Yeah, and this is the one that if you're an influencer, I think you should be much more aware of, because, you know, not to say that it's not a big deal to fall foul of the ASA or the CCPC. They tend, though, to kind of give you a little bit of leeway and say, look, fix this mistake. If you're getting revenue sites, you know, they're going to come for you, they're going to come for their money, and they're not going to be fobbed off all that easily, because, you know, the money made as an influencer is income, just like everything else. You have to pay income tax on it and so on. And we know in the past year or two, Revenue has been paying much closer attention to influencers. It has access to all sorts of information about who's paying them and who isn't and so on. And if you're not declaring that, they'll know and they'll come. And that, again, that includes gifts, their benefit in kind. So if you're getting something, even if it isn't cash, you have to declare that. Pay you up. Have to pay your tax on it. And if you end up on the tax defaulters list, it usually doubles what you owe with interest and penalties tend to see. So if you owe them a grand, if you end up on the tax defaulters list, you probably owe them two grand.
So you don't want
you don't want to mess around there.
Adam, thanks so much. That's Adam Maguire. Quick break to take.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.